Lord, you have been gracious to your land. You have turned away the captivity of Jacob. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may go ahead and have a seat. While the occupation of farming is not as common a profession today in 2024 as it once was, the life of a farmer has never been an easy one. You may have known someone who's tended to the land. I grew up in Missouri and went to school in rural Missouri and had many friends whose parents farmed. But for some, though, there have been even larger challenges to this work. In 1962, frustrated by low wages, lack of health care, and poor conditions that farmers were forced to work in, a community of people who longed to see improvements formed the National Farm Workers Association. They went door to door to unite local farmers and to create a community of workers seeking the basic rights that they deserved. The Delano Grape Strike, as it was known, you may have heard of it, it lasted more than 5 years, bringing national attention to the injustices that were facing migrant workers in our nation. And through this effort, through this community effort, more than 14 million Americans joined in the boycott. And the corporations eventually renegotiated their farmers' contracts. This desire to bring justice, it was brought to a broken system, and it was done through organization, through community organizing together around a single cause and desire. And in this Advent season, we are pressing into this theme of longing. We see in this example of the migrant workers that there was a longing there. There was a longing of a community. German pastor, theologian, and activist Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said about the season of Advent that it is a celebration only possible to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. And this is so true in our lives of following Jesus. And in the season of Advent, there is, in a way, extra space that is made for naming the areas in which our souls are troubled, for naming the ways in which we are poor and imperfect and longing for things to be made right by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our longings do not surprise God. He knows all of our desires, and from him no secrets are hid as we pray each week in our collect for purity. As we've entered into this theme of longing, the longing that happens in this Advent season as we move toward the birth of Christ, we have explored two types of longing so far. In our first week, Joe explored with us the idea of God's longings for us, the desires that he has for us and our falling short of those. And last week, Mother Sarah helped us examine our own personal longings, our longings for restoration, and we examined this through the theme of exile. Well, this morning, as we gather on this third Sunday of Advent, pressing into the theme of longing, I would like to explore what it looks like to have longing as a community of believers. We too, as Church of the Cross, have shared longings, laments, desires that we hold together. So we'll explore this through this theme of communal longing. And when we think about what it is to long as a community, certainly we have our individual longings. And the hope would be that those who we are in community with are aware of those longings. They are holding those with us. They're kind of bearing that burden along with us. But also, there are collective longings. And each of us may feel the weight of that in a different way, but there is something different about a situation, a desire, a need, when we can collectively say amen. We can collectively lament together as one. And so our hope and our prayer for those of you here today, especially those of you who call Church of the Cross home, is that this is a place of meaningful community, a place in which you can bring your individual longings, but also a place where you can long together, where we have these shared senses of brokenness in the world. We hope that you have a sense of safety in this community, too, to be vulnerable as we press into longing together. But I also want to recognize that the idea of community, it is one that for many is something they haven't experienced. For many, there's maybe never been a true sense of belonging. It is hard to name a community that they are a part of today. And I would imagine that this might be true for some of you here today. And it is our prayer, it is our desire that you do experience belonging in this community, but we are not naive. We recognize that there are barriers to that, that if you are new, that maybe if you are different than sort of this community that kind of fits into a certain demographic, there may be a deeper sense of longing. It may feel more difficult to find community here. And so, as your pastors, it is a great privilege to be able to hold that, to be able to enter into that with you. And there are many in this community who also desire that. And so, while we recognize that it is not easy, that it requires vulnerability, we invite you to let us know, to name to us the ways in which you are not experiencing a sense of community. And it is our desire to explore that with you and how Church of the Cross can become that, recognizing that can take time. So as we consider this idea of a communal longing, I want to recognize that we see examples of this throughout history. We see it in the example of the migrant farm workers in today, in our current culture, in the U.S. and outside of it, there are people, there are image bearers who are longing for the end of war, the end of famine, for abusive leaders to be taken out of power. In places such as Gaza, the Ukraine, and Sudan. And we lament that as a Christian community. We lament the brokenness that is in the world. In our own nation, there are plenty of examples of longing, of places in which we can see and name brokenness. This past November, about a month ago, I had the privilege of going on an immigration advocacy trip to Washington, D.C. I was able to do a lot of work around immigration advocacy in Phoenix, but it had been a few years since I'd been kind of invited back into this space. And it was a gift and a blessing. It was also a reminder that the U.S. has long had a need for reform in this area. For the dreamers who are caught in the middle, for those who come to the U.S. seeking asylum, who are fleeing war and famine and other threats to their life, they are very much in this liminal space. They are longing for God's kingdom to come. And so we long for that too. It is one of those issues that really is central to our faith in many ways, serving a God who himself was an immigrant, who journeyed, who was looking for a place to go, who was not in his home. And so this morning, I would like to explore communal longing. We will do this by naming our longings as a church community. We will do this by considering the significance of longing in community. And lastly, we will remember what God has done in the life of Church of the Cross. And we will attempt to draw hope from that. So we will name, consider, and remember. First, though, I'd like to take a little bit of a closer look at the themes of communal longing in Scripture. There are too many to name all of them, but in the Bible, and if you think about in the story of Israel, longing, it is really woven throughout the story of the Israelites. We see that they plead to God to free them from their lives and from the rule of Pharaoh in Egypt. We see that once set free, they immediately begin to long to return to what they know. And we see continuing in their story, a continued sense of longing and longing even to meet the desires and the longings of God and just continued brokenness through their story. Our psalm this morning is one of longing, of course. It is one that is often thought of as a psalm of lament. And you notice today that we read it in unison together as in one voice as a community. It was likely written not that long after Israel's exile, and we see them remembering and noticing the ways in which God has freed them, has saved them, and been present. The psalm can be broken up into three sections. The first portion really is that looking back. It is remembering the past, God freeing them, and his favor in their lives. Much like last week's psalm, there is a recalling of God's goodness. So after remembering the past and God's faithfulness, the middle of the psalm turns to naming the longings of the community. It is a crying out, it is a pleading to God. Verse 7 says, "Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation." And then the psalm ends by praising the graciousness of God. and trusting in his goodness. They are looking to a future that is filled with God's promises, a day when the entire cosmos will be enfolded by blessing. It says faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. Through this psalm, we are reminded that our longings are not ours alone. And so, now that we have a bit of a framework and have sort of this example, this model of this psalm, let's begin to name the longings of Church of the Cross. I would imagine that maybe some things are coming to your mind. We, of course, have an advantage, and it is one of the great privileges of the work that we are called to, of sitting with you, of praying with you, of hearing and listening to your longings. You'll likely recall that recently our fabulous rector search committee had us do a parish survey, and it was interesting how certain themes began to emerge. One theme that came up was a desire for Church of the Cross to be a place that presses more into mission, that presses more in locally, globally, and for Church of the Cross to be a place that is truly multi-ethnic and intercultural. This has come up many times in conversations that I have had with you all, a longing, a desire for this, and a lament that we are not fully realizing these things. Many of you are currently involved in missions work. For some of you, there have been past experiences that have been harmful or have maybe caused you to back away from some of that work a bit. But we also see that in you there is still this desire for mission to happen in a new and healthier way in our neighborhood, in our city, and our world. There is a hope that we can return to those things that we are called to as God's people. But there is this communal kind of groaning from so many of you. Some of the common things that came up related to this were this idea of what does it look like to be an ethnic and racially diverse community? What does it look like to be more locally engaged in our neighborhood, in our city? Many of you said that there is a desire for our parishioners to be equipped to share the gospel with their neighbors and with their coworkers. There was this desire for just a greater overall sense of mission at Church of the Cross, and for us to use our land and building to bless others. There is clearly this deep ache within this community to play a part in bringing redemption and restoration to the world around us and to share the good news of the gospel. Another, maybe more practical example of a longing that we have is a longing for our next rector. Who does God have for us? And even when you think about that process, there is a team, there is a group of people that represents this community that is trusting in the Lord and the Lord's hand and guidance to select the next rector for Church of the Cross. And that is a gift, to be able to do that into a community and as a group, as a church, to be invited into that. You know, you'll maybe notice in our bulletin, and a few weeks ago, we had a night of prayer for the rector search team and for this search. And so that's kind of this tangible way that as a community, we are invited into this process, this waiting for what will come next. And we can name that longing, that desire to God. We can also notice and name how faithful the Lord has been in this season. That although we are missing a significant role in our church, God has been present in so many ways. You all have been faithful and continued forward and have in so many ways, people have kind of doubled down in their commitment to Church of the Cross and the work that we are called to. And that is a gift. There are many longings that are shared communally by Church of the Cross. I could continue to name them. We long to be a place of welcome. We long for a playground for our children. I cannot name all of the needs. But to begin to think about what are the things that we are sharing together and what is significant about those things being shared, rather than kind of our private thoughts or maybe our private petitions to God, what does it look like as a community to gather around these longings? I would not be honest if I didn't recognize that community is hard. People are hard. It can be complicated doing things in community. We may not agree on what our communal longings are. We may not always agree on how to prioritize them. But there is still something significant about these longings being held in communion. Just as we practice corporate confession each week, there is a power found in corporate longing and corporate lament. And Jesus meets us in our longings. In naming them in unity and solidarity, whether through the prayers of the people, a psalm of lament said in unison, in a neighborhood group, a lament service, whatever it may be, we stand against the temptation to live individualistic lives. That feels especially significant in this season as we're heading toward Christmas and the world around us is sort of focused on that and busy, busy, busy. And the tendency for Christmas to be sort of consumed by consumerism, right, in Christmas. And so Advent pushes against that in many ways. And even this idea of in this season where there is certainly like hope and joy and a rejoicing, we are also longing. We are also naming that there is darkness in the world. But we look forward with expectancy and hope and joy toward the coming of our King. We can act in a collective way to seek restoration and redemption in the life of our community. We pray together, we confess together, we lament together, and we do these things united in a common belief in Christ. We journey through our longings as a community, and it is a part of our sanctification. This naming of these longings, this longing together. And together we remind each other of what God has done, in the broken places in the world and the things that are lacking around us, and we put our hope and trust in him, reminded of his grace in our lives. And so lastly, we remember. We have hope as a community. Sarah mentioned Walter Brueggemann last week, and I will mention him again because he is kind of, if you're talking about the Psalms, like one of those theologians, right? Spent so much time in studying the Psalms and commenting on them. He says that Psalm 85 is an act of immense hope. It is that is completely assured of God's goodness, which will be established on earth, refusing to let present circumstances erode confidence about God's future. And so while yes, in the season of Advent, we are focusing on longing and we're focusing on the theme of longing found in the Psalms, we are also recognizing that there can be joy and hope, that it is not one or the other, that it is possible to have and hold both at the same time. And so there is a practice, just as we saw in our psalm, of naming, of remembering the ways in which God has acted and been present to our community. Last week, the parish council shared a bit, and you saw it in the e-news this week, about these things that have happened, only by the power of God in our community over the last year. Mission being done, ways in which we've been able to be generous with our space, ways in which we've partnered with others in the community and around the world. You see numbers of adults who have been involved in formation and discipleship in our community, over half of our community involved in neighborhood groups, people coming to J-terms to learn and be formed in Christ. You can't help but miss it, but we have so many children here, and you see the number, the kids, 110 kids, 30 youth on Sundays being formed through the garden and youth group, through catechism and the gospel reading group. And these are things that we rejoice in, that we thank the Lord for, and that even when there is a sense of longing in our community around us, we can point to those things and remember what he has done and look ahead knowing that there is more to look forward to. And so today, as we long as a community, as we name some of those things, consider what it is to long in community, I also want to remind us that we can rejoice, that we are rejoicing in anticipation of celebrating the coming King Emmanuel in just a couple of weeks. And there is something distinctly Christian in rejoicing and looking forward to, but also being able to name the darkness and the longing in the world. So I invite us to name and to remember the ways in which God has been present to, restored, faithful to our community. In our broken world, it is nearly impossible to escape longing. We're reminded daily of our deep need for the redemption and restoration that can be found only in Christ. In some ways, every day is a little bit Advent-y, this life that is lived in longing, the already but not yet, with small reminders, and sometimes big ones, of Jesus' first coming, but also in this tension, remaining, this longing for Jesus to return. Perhaps we may feel it even more acutely in Advent. But different than the culture around us, we attempt to slow down. We attempt to press in and to resist the busyness. And in so doing, we are reminded of who God is, of his longings for us, of our own longings, and that of our community. And we trust in God's goodness despite all of this. There is a sense that others can relate to the longings that we hold. And so we invite you as Church of the Cross to continue to name these longings, to be in conversation and prayer and lament with each other, and to consider what are some of the tangible ways in which we can move forward as God's people. I named one already. You can be praying for the rector search. You can join the prayer calls. You can serve in missions at Church of the Cross. We have our missions board over there. You can see our different partners. Father Jonathan is often sharing about the good work that's happening in the bilingual missional community and in Casa Hills with the kids club. He'll share later about the Christmas party happening later today. We invite you to consider what might the Lord be inviting you into. And so I encourage us as we head toward Christmas to consider the longings that we hold together as a church, how we can bring these longings together as a community, and how we can continue to also name the ways in which God is present and working and what it is that we are looking forward to. We too can draw hope from the words of this psalm and the glorious community that God promises to those who live in mercy, truth, justice, and peace. Amen.